Okay, John, Bob chimed in, said 56 years ago today, March 24th, 1970, was the final episode of It Takes a Thief aired on ABC. So, yeah, he was correcting you. All right, John, well, thank you for that, and maybe that's how we'll do it from now on, especially if you're on your way home from work. Get you as you check in. That way you can participate and not have to worry about it when you get home. So, John, you drive careful on the rest of your trip there, and don't work too hard the rest of the week, and hopefully it goes by quick for you, and hopefully Sunday's a good, nice day for a bike ride. 73, thanks for checking in. Have a good evening. Good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have 9OKA. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
Good evening, Kurt. Never won on the net. 7-3 to everybody. Hope you all are doing good tonight. I got a couple of comments, and I have an article, which I could probably do later on. First comment I wanted to make was that I checked my Wires X after you made your comments about what you've done to it, and I do have Kansas City White back again, which was I had been getting across my screen offline, but it's working now. But man, I got a real punch in the stomach today. I don't know how to process it. My neighbor has a tree that grows over my yard, and we put my wire antenna up in that tree, and that's what I use for HF. I love it. He let me know today he's either going to top the tree or cut it down or something. He's a great neighbor, but I don't speak much Spanish, and he don't speak much English. But somehow or another, he's going to do something to the tree. I really don't know how to process it. I don't know. I already have one antenna that came down a couple weeks ago. It's laying horizontal on my roof instead of vertical. And now I'm about to lose HF. Man, I love the hobby and I love you guys, but I don't know what to do here. I don't know how much more I can be limited to. But I do have an article that I can read later on, but that's it. N9OKA.